STHS Children's hosting special webinar on allergies and asthma in children, March 19. Mega Doctor News. The air we breathe is filled with pollen, pollutants, and dust. While most adults are unaffected by these simple contaminants, they can make life miserable for many children. As closely related conditions that affect the respiratory system, allergies and asthma are the most common chronic diseases among children in the United States, per the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, with 4.9 million children with asthma and about 18.9% of children experiencing seasonal allergies. Allergies are reactions usually caused by an overactive immune system. During an allergic reaction, the immune system goes against a normally harmless substance like pollen or animal dander and releases chemicals that lead to allergy symptoms, which can include nasal congestion, runny nose, itchy eyes, or skin reactions. For some children, these reactions can also affect the lungs and airways, leading to asthma, a long-term illness that causes inflammation and swelling of the airways. Among one of the most common chronic conditions for children, asthma can disrupt sleep, play, and daily life depending on the severity of the condition. Asthma is a leading cause of pediatric emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and missed school days, says Kim Davis, MBA, BSN, RN, pediatric administrator, South Texas Health System Children's. Unfortunately, childhood asthma cannot be cured, and symptoms can continue into adulthood. But the right treatment can keep symptoms under control and prevent damage to growing lungs. Both allergies and asthma can be treated with medication, especially if symptoms become worse at times. However, recognizing and avoiding the substances that trigger symptoms can be effective in reactions. Symptoms can also be lessened by tracking triggers, taking medication, and working with health experts to determine an action plan when an attack does happen. So, to help provide education to parents and caregivers on the causes, symptoms, and effects of asthma and allergies in kids, South Texas Health System Children's is dedicating its latest Let's Talk Children's Health online seminar to the chronic conditions. Streaming live via the STHS Children's Facebook page on Wednesday, March 19, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., a children's health expert will discuss the signs of an allergic reaction, as well as those of an asthma attack, and offer advice on identifying allergy and asthma triggers to prevent reactions and attacks. For more information on the webinar, visit the STHS Children's Facebook events page. To watch previous Let's Talk Children's Health seminars, visit sthslet'stalk.com. WHO? South Texas Health System Children's What? Free virtual seminar entitled Let's Talk Children's Health, Asthma and Allergies. When? Wednesday, March 19, 2025, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Where? Online via STHS Facebook page.